And what's interesting is what you won't do is your son will be missing on, you know, and they're on national TV. And you fake like you're surprised when your son is found in your basement of your house. And your acting is so bad, nobody's believing you. Wow. And you continue to make a fool out of yourself. And you're probably going to be found out that you're doing things that are totally against the law. And you're probably going to spend the rest, most of your life in jail. But that's
alleged,
a possibility.
Maybe.
Alleged, yes, that could possibly happen. But that's what you won't do. You just won't do that. Mm-mm. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. What you won't do.
It's time for what you won't do.
Oh, hell no.
The Russ Parr Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. What you won't do. Call me 1-877-PAR-SHOW or you can tweet me at Russ Parr Show. Hashtag RPMS. Top tweet. Frida's get started, girl.
Trying to be rude says what you won't do is embarrass our race by packing your plate at the work luncheon like it's your last meal.
Hilarious. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. What you won't do. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
What you won't do is be my landlord, tell me bold-faced lies when I ask you about a certain topic about the safety of our neighborhood. Then, when I'm listening to Russ Parr, I hear contradicted evidence on the news section. Mm-hmm. That's what you won't do.
Wow. See, we provide a service. Mm-hmm. You can bust your landlords. Good morning. What you won't do?
What you won't do is be the police and get caught sitting at the light texting, but you have the right to ticket everybody else who's texting and driving.
See. Wow. See, you ever try? You know what? You ever get behind a police car and the light has changed? Do you honk?
Blow
your
the horn?
Of course.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Why not? Or if you get warrants, you don't.
Yeah. Well, no.
I had to be careful about that kind of stuff.
It is a dilemma.
They have laptops in their cars.
Yeah, that's true. What you won't do, good morning.
Man, what you won't do is be picking up players to help the damn Miami Heat win another championship, especially when they're in your own conference. Why would you pick Shabazz Napier and then trade him to the Heat when you know that's what LeBron James wants, Michael Jordan? Get smarter than that. That's why your ass isn't in Washington now.
Wow. Wow.
They made the playoffs last year.
What you won't do, good morning.
Yeah, it's Rashawn from Baltimore. What's happening?
What's happening, man? What you won't do?
Hey, man, what you won't do is keep knocking on my door harassing me to cut my grass. Like, I got a lawnmower myself, man. Come on.
Hey, you know what? That's interesting because that's what I hate about, like, your neighbors. They'll call a homeowners association.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, you only got, like, 2 feet of grass, you know, like two feet in diameter. Why don't you just do it when you're doing mine?
Exactly.
When you're doing your
just
own.
Knock it out. Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Yankee Tooth says, what you won't do is ask me to invest $30,000 in your business idea, but you won't tell me the business idea because you think I'll steal it.
Just take my money.
Just take the money. I don't need to know nothing. Yeah. What you won't do. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Russ. Hey, what you won't do is be like 350 pounds driving a little smart car.
Always. Or you'd be like 7 feet tall and you got a Fiat.
You'd be rocking, trying to get out there. I'm going to rock fit in my car. And rock.
Somebody. Brick got to put her seat all the way back.
You gotta I can roll still out. Fit,
though. She's sitting in the back seat.
I can still fit.
Good morning, what you won't do? Hello, what you won't do?
Hello.
Yes, what you won't do?
What you won't do is let Alfreda keep talking about how big her breast is.
Oh, no, we talk about it.
This is making me realize I don't want big breasts.
Yeah.
I'm ready for her to be gone the whole time.
We can talk about other parts of her body, but we know people are eating breakfast. Good morning. What you won't do?
Hello?
Yes, what you won't do?
What you won't do is crying to me every day at work talking about how much you need to lose weight, but sitting there drinking 6 Big Reds every day.
Oh, my God. Where are you getting Big Reds? Who got Big Reds? Yeah. Where they buy them?
My co? I don't know, but she's drinking like 10 of them every day at work.
I need you to tweet me. Wow. Please tweet me where she getting them Big Reds.
Oh, stop it. What you won't do? Good morning.
Yo, this is Diamond from Smithfield. I've been trying to call y'all for a couple of weeks now.
Well, you got to stop with the story.
Well, my shade, it's a little bit late, but I'm going to say it anyway because I've been trying to call in and say it. What you won't do is be on the elevator with your sister and her husband and get in an argument and won't tell nobody what happened when the whole world want to know.
Yeah.
Are you still talking about
it? Yeah. It is a little bit old, man.
Wow. You got us on the line.
Yeah, a lot of energy. Work with us, man.
M. Intriguing says what you won't do is come to the party with E and J, yet you only drinking Hennessy and Jameson.
That's the word.
I hate that.
Brother, show up with some Odessa and then want to drink up all the Remy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like you can get a gallon for like
$5. Right.
Oh, that's terrible.
What you won't do?
What you won't do is tell me I could work 2 to 5 like you're doing me a favor, but really, you know, when I clocked out yesterday, I had 76 hours and you don't want to give me that overtime. I need my time and a half.
That's the only reason you worked it, baby, was for that. Time and a half.
Hello. What you won't do?
What you won't do is call me at 5 a.m. when I just got off my third job at 12 and tell me that God told you don't make no friends at my second job and I got to be there at 8.
Huh.
What? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You got me all confused
Say
now.
It again.
God said don't make no friends.
No friends. Okay, I have three jobs, and I work one from 8 to 4, and the other one from 8, and the last one from 12 to 8.
Oh,
dang.
While my aunt is a pastor and called me and said that God told her she had a dream for me not to make no friends at the tacky job at 4 in the morning.
Wow. Ain't that something?
Listen, you get some rest. Yeah. You get some rest.
Absolutely. She might have mixed. To your auntie.
She
might have money from
she
her.
She could have mixed the messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. Good morning. What you won't do?
What you won't do is mispronounce my name and get mad when I correct you.
Well, what is your name?
Naila.
Layla?
Nila?
Is it Layla?
How predictable. No, it's Naila.
Oh, Naila.
I said it right the first time. Why are you tripping?
Why don't you make your name easier?
Let's call you Na.
Or Lee.
Give us a nickname, Lala.
Nah. Thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
Naila.
What you won't do? Good morning.
Hey, what you won't do?
Yeah, what you won't do?
What you won't do is sit in the bathroom stall and wipe boogers on the back of the door like you're trying to connect the boogers.
All right, nice, man.
You've done that before, huh?
Yeah.
That's just the fact that you just said that and you're a grown-ass man.
Yeah, wow. Thanks, man.
I mean, are you grown?
Maybe a kid. At heart.
That's nasty.